such care so as not to damage the murals. But I'm sure you need to do some things that are significant. There must only be a handful of people, I would think, that can do this kind of work.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a very delicate process, primarily because I think people are always interested to know that Vanka used a water-soluble paint on the walls. So if you rubbed really hard, they would come off the walls. So we do have a team of conservators who have, since 2009, it's a team of it varies from about 5 to 7 women who have been working on this since 2009, all outstanding conservators in their own right, that come together as a team to work on this. And really, essentially what they do for the most part is they are taking swabs and rolling them over the surface of the murals to take the dirt off the surface. And as I said, they're water soluble, so you have to be very careful. It's a long process. But the other really interesting thing that happens is we are working on damaged wall plaster, compromised plaster in some areas because of water that's been in the walls over time. And they actually use nanoparticles and to inject into the surface. And essentially, I can't do the math or the science behind it, but it essentially returns damaged plaster back to healthy plaster, and they're able to retouch the surface of the mural.
We've linked to your website, and it's on our Facebook page as well. It's simply Vanka, V-A-N-K-A, murals.org. And you can see these beautiful murals throughout the ceiling. And just the height and geometry of it has to be challenging, too. But they're just absolutely stunning. And it was Bill Lafe. I don't know if that name...
Of course.
Rings a bell, but I remember when Bill Lafe started fundraising for the society, as you mentioned, back in 1991, and he mentioned to me what he was doing with a twinkle in his eye, and I, at the time, I said, Bill, this is going to be tough, and he was confident, and I'm so glad these got preserved. That goes back a long way.
We're about halfway through. We have we've done 12, and as you said, we're up in the Oregon loft right now working on the St. Francis and St. Clair murals. But our next big challenge is to go high and to work on the high walls and the ceiling, which is not only a challenge for conservation, but also figuring out how we get everybody up there to work safely. So, but then we're always reminded that Vanka painted by himself on wood scaffolding in 1937 and 1941, so we should be able to get back up there.
Yes. It what an incredible effort he made. It's something. So today there is a tour of three Millville spots kicking off at 1 o'clock. And then how can people simply arrange to get a tour any day or on their own? What's the best way to go about that?
Sure. The best way is to go to our website, and you gave the website address. And at the top of the website, it says schedule a tour. And if you click on that, you can make a reservation for one of the public tours, or which I said are on Saturdays at 11 and 12:30, or you can arrange for a group to come at another time for a private tour. So everything's right there on the website. And as you said, today we'll be starting at the church and doing a mural tour, but also talking about historic information about the church itself and the conservation. And then we'll be taking a little tour of Millville that will include a stop at the Moose and the Millville Library, just to talk about the work around the Triborough Eco District, which is pretty exciting.
It is. I wish you the best of continued successes. Is there anything else you wanted to pass along?
No, I don't. I think just I hope people will continue to discover them. We've been called a hidden gem for so many years, but thanks to efforts like Bill's and others, more people are discovering it. So we just appreciate the opportunity to tell people what's in their backyard over in Millvale.
Wonderful. Thank you for being with us today. And
Thank you very much. Hope to talk
to you soon. And that's Anna Deering. And you can learn more at VonkaMurals.org. VonkaMurals.org. You can just take a look at them now. Hello to Bonnie. Thank you for answering our high clue earlier today, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Or actually, she answered our crossword puzzle of the air earlier today. Coming up, another chance to earn a charge, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I don't know what will become of me if I can leave one cross eye on the track. The echo of your voice still says we're coming back. Why don't you lock me in a cell?
That is Gina Furtado, the Gina Furtado Project, and a song called Gone. It's now time to welcome the Soundhound. Giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And he'll do so in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
We recorded a couple of podcasts with teens this week, And it really went well. Pittsburgh Public Schools and South Fayette were among the schools represented. I need a break, don't I? Putting extra syllables in words is... I guess it can be done, but the schools were represented. And we'll be recording more podcasts. If you're a teen or know of one who would like to get involved in podcasting at our new Youth Media Center, you can go to slbradio.org/apply. There is an intake form of sorts that will allow you to identify yourself, and you'll be among the first to know when we're seeking new podcasters. There are still more programs to come later this spring and throughout the summer, and it will be our pleasure to welcome you and try to match you up with an appropriate program. The ones I'm mentioning are free of charge, and in fact, most offer stipends to participating youth. Well, the Sound Hound has brought along a sound. I'm glad he did. Let me see if I can pull it away here. Easy, easy, easy. Got it. And here's the sound that the Sound Hound brought along. Any ideas? It's probably worth hearing again. May we? What do you say? Okay. Once again. Any ideas? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. We're looking forward to hearing your guesses.
I believe that every heart is kind. Some are just a little underused. Hatred is a symptom of the times. Lost in these uneducated blues. I just want to love you while I can. All these other thoughts have me confused. I don't need to try and understand. Maybe I'll get up, turn off the news. Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hard. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope that they can see. Hope that they can see. Turn off the news and build a garden. You want to be happy. Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hardened. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope they can see. Hope they can see. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Turn off the news and build a garden. With me.
That's especially for Karen. Kathy Matea on the stage of Mountain Stage. With Turn Off the News, Build a Garden. Jim in Blackridge just got the correct answer. And Mike and Mars, those with him got the correct answer too, with a little research. Well done. Tommy came up with the correct answer in beautiful Richmond. Chaplain Steve was oh so close, but he thought it might be a washboard. Brian has the correct answer, and we'll chat with him in just a moment. 412-200-5975 is our number. Here, again, is the sound that we're looking for. And I'm always curious what Caden might guess. Caden thinks it's something squeaking. It does sound like a squeak, Caden. And Annie says she has no idea. Lambertine Pudge has again guessed himself, trying to get up and walk in the morning. Pudge wakes up, stretches, yawns, and puts his feet on the ground, and you hear... Yeah, I could see that, but that's not it. 412-200-5975. Bill in Homer City thought it might be somebody making balloon animals. That's a good guess. Carla had quite a few guesses. An adding machine. That'd be an adding machine with an attitude, wouldn't it? And she also guessed castanets and woodblocks. And those are very close guesses. But not the correct answer. Sound hound, if you will. Four. One, two. That's enough of that. 412-200-5975. We're going to give you just another moment or two to come up with the correct answer. Any ideas what that is? I think it's something you've seen before and will recognize. You might not know the name of it. Oh, lots of guesses that I've missed. Bruce thinks it's a wind-up toy, maybe a duck walking around. Bob in Washington has the correct answer. And Russ has got the correct answer. Oh, Tom says it might be Laughing Sal at Kennywood. Laughing Sal's favorite song. Not that. Any ideas? John in Baden said it sounds like a coin passed over a hard plastic comb. It does. But it's something a little more official than that. Larry in Elwood City has got it. not only did you come up with the correct country of origin, but you came up with the correct name, too. Well done. 412-200-5975. We're going to leave it out for just another moment. Soundhound is doing a nice job, isn't he? One more play. Bob, I thought the same thing. Bob said it does sound a little bit like John Hartford's interpretation of an old-fashioned washing machine. I agree, it does. And Mary in Blondox, good morning, Mary, said it might be someone playing the washboard. Oh, so close. It's a similar sound. Brian's been holding on. Are you there, Brian?
Hey, what's up, Larry? It's the sound of a gyro.
Absolutely, the gyro. That's a Latin gyro. Percussion instrument. It's circular, kind of cucumber-shaped with ridges on it. Played with a stick, and you get a sound kind of like that.
Now I have a question. Who is laughing, Sal, at Kennywood? Because I heard you mention somebody with that name just a minute ago.
You know, I've got to look that up to be absolutely sure.
Curious.
But I think laughing...
Laughing what?
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
The only way I'm laughing at Kennywood is if I'm on a ride and having fun.
There is a character, and I'm trying to remember where it was. Laughing Sow is now at an amusement park in Portland. Let's see.
What year would he have been at Kennywood?
I'm looking here.
I wonder.
Laughing Sow is one of several animatronic characters built. So it's kind of a... almost a marionette-looking character with a raucous laugh. And I'm looking to see... Laughing Sow is in The Princess Diaries. Mm-hmm. And where did Laughing Sow... Hang on. I'm almost there. They've alphabetized the parks. Laughing Sow is still at Kennywood, located inside the arcade. So there is a Laughing Sow there.
I never go in the arcades because I'm way over that, you know, nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I was looking to see if the actual sound of Laughing Sow is available here, but it's not. But you can imagine what the character looks like. You know, kind of this...
I guess what I'll have to do one day is I'll have to record the sound for Laughing Sow and give it to the dog and maybe have him use it.
The Sound Hound would love for you to do that. He doesn't get nearly the attention you think he would.
I love the Sound Hound.
Well, do you want to give him a little water?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Here's some water, boy. Here, boy, drink your water.
Oh, look at that.
Delicious water on a hot, sunny day.
Thank you for being with us, Brian.
Hey, be awesome. Stay cool. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. Well, congratulations if you identified the sound of the gyro. And I think I mentioned all of the correct answers that came in. If you got it, congratulations to you as well. Now, it's our pleasure to welcome Cassandra Masters from Age Friendly Pittsburgh. Today, the Age Friendly Neighborhoods Launch Party is taking place from 1 to 3 o'clock at Frick Environmental Center. Hey, Cassandra, how are you?
Hi there. Good morning. Good. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being with us on what I suspect is one of your busiest days in a long, long time. Tell us what's on tap for today.
Yeah, absolutely. So age-friendly Greater Pittsburgh in general, we care about welcoming older adults into our communities. We try to make our region more inclusive and respectful of every generation. We have a newest initiative called Age-Friendly Neighborhoods, where we're going to be really diving deep in three communities for the next 2 years. And the Age-Friendly Neighborhoods launch party is the opportunity to celebrate these neighborhoods and all the people that applied for Age-Friendly Neighborhoods. The three communities are Clairton, the Hill District, and Coriopolis. So we're expecting folks from those communities to be there today, as well as friends of Age Friendly and new neighbors at the event.
It's exciting. Those three neighborhoods all have so much to offer and great communities. And it'll be fun to see what happens within each community, but also among the communities as you do your work. Can anybody come today, whether you're part of one of those communities or not?
Absolutely. Yes, please join us. Right now, we're anticipating close to 100 people, and there are a lot of folks who are coming from all over the county today. So it's going to be fun. There will be food. There will be a drum circle from Wilkinsburg there. And then interactive activities, as well as some remarks. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald will be joining us, as well as someone from the mayor's office. So we're thrilled to just gather in community today.
This is all at the Frick Environmental Center today from 1 until 3 o'clock. Age-Friendly Pittsburgh looks at both sides of really all sides of aging, but it's to make sure younger people are welcome and respected, as well as older people. And it's really important because Pittsburgh has folks in, you know, across the whole spectrum. And the work you're doing to bring people together is really critical. What do you think are some of the most important things that Age-Friendly Pittsburgh does or the most important goals, not so much the process, but what might happen as a result of the work that you're doing?
Yeah, great question. Particularly in the three age-friendly neighborhoods, we are really excited to empower the neighborhoods to kind of tell us what they want to do, and we will follow their lead. The three communities, when they applied for this program, had so many wonderful ideas. For example, the Hill District folks were really excited about intergenerational literacy programs. So bringing a 80-year-old grandparent with an 11-year-old who might be struggling with their reading comprehension or any other kind of subject in school. The leaders in Clairton were really excited about bringing generations together to talk about Clairton from the past, but then also Clairton in the present and in the future. And Coriopolis was really excited about engaging with a lot of folks who live in the senior high-rise in Coriopolis and making sure they feel included in their community. So we really want to prioritize what the community wants to do. At large, we are really passionate about intergenerational connections. We see so much value in bringing generations together to just talk and to share stories and to share ideas. We're stronger together across the lifespan. And with that also comes our mission to combat ageism. Ageism impacts people of all ages, and it's actually really detrimental to your health. So we really just want to combat negative stereotypes about what it's like to grow old, what it is like to be a 90-year-old walking to the grocery store. And we know that ageism impacts everyone.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And something we've talked about before, and actually not too long ago, we had Fran Maynard here, who at the age of 92 is continuing to sing professionally. And I said, I want to talk about your future, not your past. And he got a big grin on his face and more or less said, folks generally don't want to talk about that when they're talking to an older person. And there is a future to talk about. I mean, the past is interesting, too, but there's the present and the future, too, which we sometimes forget we all have associated with us. So today's event gets underway at 1 o'clock until 3, and you can just show up, right, at the Frick Environmental Center?
Yes, please just show up. There will be a bunch of bright color decorations. There will be a bunch of people there. So you'll see where to go. And that's right, it'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. And we're just really excited to celebrate the spirit of being a good neighbor today.
And Cassandra Masters, for those who can't make it or who want to learn more, what's the best way to do that?
Folks can go to agefriendlypgh.org. That will take you to our standard webpage that lists all the information and all the projects that we're really excited to be working on. You can follow along there. We're also really active on social media. We're at agefriendlypgh on both Twitter and Facebook. And I should mention on the website as well, you can also give us a call. Our phone numbers and emails of our staff are there. So feel free to reach out and say, hey, I live in that neighborhood. I want to be involved. We would be more than happy to chat with you and learn about what you're interested in.
Well, thank you so much. The focus neighborhoods are Clairton and Coriopolis and the Hill District. And here is to a great day today. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your Saturday.
That's Cassandra Masters from Age Friendly Pittsburgh.
The green one for living with the fat one, trying to be a skinny one. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on. It's Scooby Dooby Dooby. Ooh, sha sha. We got to live together. I am no better. Neither are you. We are the same, whatever we do. You love me, hate me, you know me, and then you can't figure out the bag I'm in. Watch out. I'm everyday people. Yeah, yeah. The long hair that doesn't like the short hair for being such a rich one who will not help the poor one. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on. It's Scooby Dooby Dooby. Yellow one who won't accept the black one, who won't accept the red one, who won't accept the white ones. And different strokes for different folks. And so on and so on. And Scooby-Dooby-Dooby. Ooh, sha-sha.
Jeff Buckley there with a great tune broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP, Indy Community Radio Phoenix, at Listen. The number 2, KRDP.com, loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus slbradio.org/radio.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved.
I'm on my way to heaven. I shall not be moved.
Now, there's hundreds of years of experience between those two men. Taj Mahal and Rod Cooter with their first album together in 57 years. We've been featuring some selections from that throughout today's program. The album itself is called Get On Board, the songs of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGhee, Taj Mahal, and Rod Cooter. Get ready, we have an upfront puzzle giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County's parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Here, a quick note, if for some reason you're not feeling well today, or maybe are finding yourself in the hospital or simply under the weather, thanks for letting us keep you company. Please know that we're here for you. And we appreciate your being tuned in. Now we have a relatively new game for a Saturday. This game is called Upfront. We're going to give you three words, and it's up to you to see if you can find the word that comes before the words that we give you. We're looking for the word that comes before the three words that we give you. One word naturally fits there. And the words today are over, paper, and wheel. Over, paper, and wheel. One word naturally comes before those three. Any ideas? We hope you'll consider sharing the answer with us right now. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Again, we're looking for the word that comes before over, paper, and wheel. Good luck.
chairs on the front porch. I will build you a house. I will build you a house.
Nora Jane Struthers at the Saturday Light Brigade. Randy has been holding on for a little bit. Hello, how are you, Randy?
Real good. Me and Sharon were enjoying our morning coffee, and that word that you were looking for came to my right to the top of my head.
Well, where are you and Sharon from?
A little outside of town of Harmony, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well,
Leonopol, Harmony, up that way.
That's a wonderful place. I've been there. Is the Kaufman House still down there? Do you remember?
They call it the Kaufman Tavern, but it's still operational, and from what I heard, it's a great venue.
It's been very
nice, remodeled, and everybody I talk to say they enjoy the meal and the atmosphere there now that it's been taken care of. I think a Mr. Boylan and a few other people in town got together and had to do a lot of remodeling from a fire that happened.
Oh, that's right. I remember the fire now.
I could be wrong. It might have been a kitchen fire, but...
No, it was...
Like I say, it's a lot of rave reviews.
Oh, that's good. I remember peanut butter pie from there. Huh. One of my few peanut butter pie places.
Well, that I can't vouch for, Larry, but you might want to give it a try sometime.
Well, that's just good. It's a beautiful town. You came up with this. We gave you over, paper, and wheel, looking for the word beforehand. And what did you get?
I got fly.
Fly.
F-L-Y?
Yes.
Yeah, it just came right to the top of my head. I was thinking flywheel, flyover, and it kind of all gelled together.
Well, you did a perfect job, Randy, and it's really good to talk to you. I'm glad you're tuned in.
Yeah, we continue to watch or listen. Whoa, that's a good one. And we're waiting for Grove City maybe to make a reappearance.
Well, we are hoping that will happen soon. We're working on that, and I say that quite sincerely. We're hoping they're working on some repairs, and we keep in touch with them. How are you listening now? Are you able to pull us in on the Clarion station?
It's a 91.7.
Yes, that would be Clarion coming in.
Yeah, it comes in real good, even though it's a little further away than Washington. Grove City. Good.
Well, we hopefully will be able to restore that. I'm just happy that you're here with us. Do you have any plans for today? Are you heading out or doing anything special?
I'm just going to go out later for a little pasta dinner at one of the local church communities in Prospect, Pennsylvania.
I've been to Prospect, too. I have a lot of memories of Camp Lutherland in Prospect.
Oh, yes, right. Well, that's where it is.
Yeah, that used to be where I went to Carnegie Mellon, and way back when they had a lot of their freshman orientations there, and I was a counselor, and that's a beautiful bit of country. It's just a very nice place.
Well, then you're aware, I don't live very far from that particular area, or in the, out in the community, out in the country.
Yeah, it's gorgeous there. I used to really like it. So
carry on. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, you too. Take care. Randy and Sharon. And they came up with the word fly, flyover, flypaper, flywheel. My next clue would have been boy. And after that, fishing, maybe. Fly boy, flywheel, fly fishing. Can you think of any others? Flyover, flypaper. If you've got any other words that naturally come after fly, let us know. Me to the moon, maybe, or fly, Robin, fly. Linda and Collier got it. Well done, Linda. And Susan and Shaler. Good morning, Susan. She got the correct answer. And Larry in Elwood City reports that Van came up with the correct answer. Sharon got it by way of Russ. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with the correct answer as well. another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes. If you tuned in to hear Brandy Fisher, she couldn't make it this morning. We have her rescheduled, or hopefully we'll work to reschedule her for a different time. Happy that you are able to be with us today. And it gives us a chance to present Robert Earl Keane with this song.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world of woe. There is no sickness, toil or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there.
me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other
Big Finish now. That's Giselle Brass at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a great version of Fly Me to the Moon. Robert Earl Keen did Wayfaring Stranger. Congratulations again if you came up with Fly. You heard Russ give the correct answer. Over Paper and Wheel and Boy. Naturally, preceded by the word fly, I asked if you could come up with some other answers. Mike and Mars said catcher, fly catcher, to which I added swatter, fly swatter. And he then raised me to By Night, Fly By Night, to which I'll add weight, fly weight. You could also have Fly Fisher. We mentioned Fly Boy and Fly Bys. Some people will use that expression. Oh, and then Fly on the Wall. If I could be a fly on the wall is another one. That's more of an idiom. There's probably a few idioms that contain flies. I think about it. As the Crow Flies would be one. Fly By Night. There have to be a few more idioms with fly. A fly in the ointment. It's a different game here, but it's interesting. Fly by the seat of your pants. Oh, there actually are a lot now that my mind is opening up to this. Pass with flying colors. Or, once I was in Cincinnati and downtown, I think it was Cincinnati. There were a bunch of pigs with wings, and I didn't know the exact significance, but I know what they were trying to get across was when pigs fly. I'm pretty sure that was Cincinnati. Jim just added fly by the seat of your pants, too, and Bill in Homer City said fly in the ointment. Not to be confused with a fly in your soup. It's birthday time. We're going to get started right away because we have a lot of birthdays to celebrate. Today, Josh. Happy birthday to you, Josh. And happy birthday to Amma from your family. On May 1st, a day I'm not allowed to say on the radio in terms of the holiday it represents, unless conditions warrant, on May 1st. Happy birthday to Mina of the Southside and Mackenzie of Elizabeth and Glennon of Rochester. On May 2nd, Michael of Forest Hills from Katie and Jenny. On May 3rd, it's Osrot in Verona from Gabriesis. Oscar of Pittsburgh from Cassandra and Santiago and your mom and dad. And Kathy from Husband Michael, also on May 3rd. On May 4th, we have Chloe in Katanning, Jim in Murraysville, Caleb in Ingram, Jacob, Ian of Bellevue, Will of Sewickley, Andy in Bellevue, and Katharina in Wexford. On May 5th, Muhammad of Brookline, from Abdullah, Miriam, and Almathana. On May 5th, we have good old Bernie Cunningham of Fonville. Happy birthday, Bernie. Also, Adam from Galadriel, Araliana, Abigail, Isabella, Elsa, Leora, and Eamon. Maya celebrates on May 5th. Happy birthday to you from Sophia and from your moms, Michelle and Mary. Happy birthday to Sarah. From Patty, Greg, Abby, and Jason, also on the 5th, Asher of Beaver Falls. From Mom, Dad, Caleb, and Jordan. Buddy from Rhiannon. And finally on the 5th, we have Danielle of Bridgeport, from Nancy and Acme. And also Candy in Bridgeport. And on May 6th, we have a few birthdays to pass along this coming Friday. Beth Ann from Lorraine and Ed and family. Ryan from Chad and Drew and Mom Holly. Isabel of Marshall Township from Meredith and Patty. Bob of Castle Shannon from Melissa, Lauren, and Jonathan. Jonathan, Ben of Emsworth from Mom, Dad, Jack, and Sally, Fred and Garfield from Demo in Houston, and Peter of Plum, finally on May 6th, from Mom and Dad.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address. We'll make sure they receive a hand-delivered card brought right to the home by a uniformed United States government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and Alexis Thompson, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I went across the river and I laid down to sleep. I went across the river and I laid down to sleep. When I woke up, I had shackles on my feet. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried long. There's 21 links of chain around my leg. There's 21 links of chain around my leg. And on each link is the initial of my name. It takes worried man to sing a worried song. It takes worried man to sing a worried song. It takes worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but won't be worried long. If anyone should ask you who composed this song, if anyone should ask you who composed this song, if anyone should ask you who composed this song, say it was I, I'll be singing all day long. It takes worried man to sing a word song. It takes worried man to sing a word song.